Hello, everyone. I'm Ed Richards for OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, it's time to check in once again with Ed Serban of the USDA Market News there in Amarillo, Texas. He has our review of the cutout and finished cattle trade for week ending July 27th. Ed?
The daily spot choice box beef cutout dropped a little over $2 to $176.94 on Friday and was driven partially by large sales of 50% trimmings. Over 5 million pounds of 50s were sold in the spot market throughout the week, and they were a little over $2 lower by late in the week. 50s are one of the single largest components of the box beef cutout. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the total of all types of sales, including the spot trade, was at $179.90, and that was about $2.50 lower than the previous week. The total reported box beef volume for the week was 6,999 loads, which was down about 300 loads from last week. The formula trade continues to be around 3,100 loads and represents 45% of the total weekly sales. The outfront sales were 1,003 loads, which is about 450 loads less than last week, and represents a return to hand-to-mouth buying by retailers at a time when they are normally locking in their fall specials. The export sales were 704 loads and were about 100 loads less than last week. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were steady to weak with some firmness noted on select chucks. The middle meats, the ribs and loins, were $1 to $2 lower on choice product, but firm to $1 higher on select product, both of which helped to narrow the choice select spread. The cow cutout continues its downward spiral, losing another $3 as cow runs in drought areas continue to pick up. 90% trimmings have lost about $14 in the last couple of weeks. The weekly finished cattle trade was $1 to $2.50 higher. The Texas feedlot sold cattle at $114 to $115 on a live basis. Kansas was at $114 and Nebraska traded at $115.50. However, sales were light in some areas. Dress prices traded at $180 to $181 in the western part of the Corn Belt. Harvest weights continue to increase following the pattern that has been ongoing this year. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 1,272 pounds last week. The latest average national steer carcass weight increased 1 pound to 860 pounds, but that compares to only 846 last year and 834 pounds in 2010. Climbing weights this time of the year is a normal seasonal event, but we normally don't reach the 860-pound carcass weight until early or mid-October. Nearby CME month closed at 119.60 on Friday, which was about $1.50 higher than the previous Friday. Taking a look at the feeder cattle trade in the Southern Plains, auction receipts have started to dwindle as the impact of the movement of cattle off of the Flint Hills and Osage grazing areas has really started to slow up. The market was mixed with early week sales steady to $3 lower and late week sales steady to $2 higher, with improvement as the week progressed. However, stocker type cattle continue to have a very limited test since most of the auction receipts were cattle weighing over 700 pounds or more. A 5 to 600 pound steer at area auctions traded mostly at 131 to 152. Those 7 to 750-pound steers were 133 to 140, with a few late-week sales at 143. 8 to 850-pound steers were mostly 129 to 136. The Texas direct trade reported over 31,000 head in trade that was steady to $3 lower, with most of the decline early in the week and some return to steadiness late in the week. Once again, there were over 12,000 head of 7 to 900-pound steers sold to deliver to Texas feedlots in the next 2 weeks from out of state, and the prices delivered to a feedlot for 750 to 800-pound steers were at 133 to 139. Those 8 to 850-pound steers were trading at 132 to 138. Both of these price ranges were several dollars lower than the previous week. The nearby CME feeder cattle month of August saw some improvement late in the week and was 137.75 on Friday, which was about $1.60 higher for the week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA at Amarillo, Texas.